It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Noel Carmack with the Gallery East at USU Eastern, and we've got another really cool art exhibit that's coming up starting January 31st, and it is a Utah-based artist, and some people may remember him. He actually taught at USU Eastern for a year while Noel actually was out on sabbatical, so we're going to talk about that, what it brings, and the hours, how long it's going to run, and then we'll kind of close up with... You know, we're coming close to the end of the season.
That's
at
right.
Gallery East, believe it or not. And we'll talk about what's in store for that for the remainder of the year. Noel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So let's jump into this. The gentleman's name is Ike Bushman, and you said that you and Ike know each other. You go kind of a little ways back, don't you? He's a Utah-based artist.
He is. Yeah, I believe he's from Utah County. I've known Ike for a long time, you know, probably 20, 25 years. He was a student up in Logan on the USU Logan campus, was a printmaking major. And when I was working in the library as faculty in the library, he worked for me in the preservation lab. But I've known Ike a long time. He's a very talented, very prolific artist. And so he's worked out of a studio in Provo. So when I went on sabbatical, I asked him to fill in for me for that year while I was gone, and he did a great job. And I think the students really enjoyed having him.
So like I said, some people may remember him because it was just, what did you say, 2019 to 2020. So
that's
just
right.
A few years ago he was here.
Just a couple years ago.
So let's talk about him as an artist. What kind of medium does he use, and what does he like to put together for us?
Well, his training is in printmaking and painting, but he regularly uses acrylic paint. In fact, he uses a lot of interior house paint for his work. He works on fairly large pieces. I think what's kind of unique for Ike is that he uses interesting, unconventional surfaces on which to paint his work. He paints on old shutters. In recent years, he's used blankets and quilts. And even he's even used some suits, some clothing, articles of clothing that he's painted on. He uses a lot of bright colors and incorporates text, oftentimes text, into his work. I think in this show you'll probably see a lot of work that is very geometric, precise, and some of it's quite symmetrical, but all very brightly colored.
So would you say that this could be a completely different... art exhibit than anything that you've had there this season?
Definitely this season. I mean, we've had some abstract artists before, but this is probably more off the beaten path than what we've had in past years.
And it sounds like it's very eclectic as well.
The different canvases
is kind of interesting.
Yeah, the surfaces are pretty unique. Yeah. I think very worth seeing. And like I said, some of it's very precise. Other parts of it are very not so precise, just kind of accidental drippings and splashes and stuff like that.
All right. So once again, this is going to kick off on January 31st. It's going to run through February 24th. Usually you guys have like a evening where he comes down and has a reception and everything. Are you going to do that for this one as well?
Yes. On Friday, February 24th, that'll be the closing day of the exhibit. We'll have Ike in the gallery and talking about his work. And people can come and meet him and ask him questions if they'd like.
But that doesn't mean you have to wait until then, right? This one, as I said, kicks off the 31st, runs for almost the entire month of February. If people are interested in this, what are the hours there at Gallery East?
Our hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and we're closed on weekends and on holidays.
And the great thing about it is if you've got a group or something like that, you're more than willing to accommodate them and those kind of things. They just need to give you a call and let you know that they're coming.
Yes, absolutely. If you want to bring a school group in, just give me a call. We'll arrange a time. I can either come and open up the gallery, or I can have one of my gallery monitors come and open for them.
All right. So as I said, this one will run the entire month almost of February, and then we've got really March and April, and that's the end of the season for Gallery East. So what have you got planned for us for the March and April months that we can kind of give a little tease to and talk about more later?
Well, so in March, I have a couple of artists, Jody, and I can't, I'm drawing a blank on last names, Jody and Laura Lee. They're going to be showing their work. Very similar, a lot of portraiture and life paintings from the figure. A lot of outdoor scenes. Laura Lee is a sculptor, so she's going to probably have some examples of her figurative sculpture. They're both very talented artists.
And that'll be for the whole month of March?
For the whole month of March, that's right.
All right, and then we'll wrap up in April, and that's, you said you got, we always end with the student exhibit in April and May, right?
Right.
Last
half of April will be the student exhibit.
All right, and then the first half of April, you've got some photography, correct?
Photography and some textile.
Okay. So we'll get when we get more information, we'll get you in and we'll explain all those and talk more about those. But for right now, Ike Bushman, this is going to run once again at Gallery East on the campus of USU Eastern, starting January 31st and running through February 24th. Now, Noel, if anybody wants to contact you, what's a good number to get a hold of you up there?
My phone number there, my office number is 435-613-5241.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Noel Carmack of Gallery East. We've got a big exhibit coming up the end of January, headed into the month of February, from Ike Bushman. Noel, thank you so much for taking the time of coming out and talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.